And now, young Widder Brown. Today, Erin Brown is to undergo a serious operation, which is to be performed by Dr. Allison Shaw, a lovely young woman of great charm and rare ability. A young woman who seems to need Erin for a friend, and to whom Erin herself turns for understanding and sympathy. Now, this morning, in their dining room, Erin's good friend, Maureen Temple, is saying to her husband, Herbert,
"How did you really like her, Herbert?"
Well, like who, Maureen?
Dr. Allison Shaw, as you very well know. Now, Herbert, come out from behind the newspaper and talk to me about her.
You don't know how I liked her, Maureen. How in the world could I know?
Well, what did you think of her, then? Given she's able to... Do you think... Oh, Herbert, will she take good care of Erin?
Well, she certainly comes highly enough recommended, Maureen.
I suppose, but... Oh, Herbert, I'll be so glad when the operation's over.
I imagine Erin will, too.
I know she will. She's so brave, Herbert. She's so very brave.
Mm-hmm. Well, will you be by that time?
I'll be with Anthony. I told him I would.
He's reconciled to this woman doctor now, isn't he? He seemed so last night.
Yes, he certainly did.
As a matter of fact, it's the first time I've seen Anthony relaxed in a long time.
Yes.
And that fact rather indicated to me that things would be all right.
Yes.
What do you look so solemn for?
Oh, a silly thought flashed through my mind, that's all.
Too silly to tell me?
She likes him.
Who? Honestly, Mary, you get more cryptic with your conversation every day.
That Shaw woman.
Now she's that Shaw woman.
Yes. Oh, just every once in a while I found her looking at him. Now, I just hope she goes home and Erin's all better. I think she might not be too good for a convalescent to have him.
Maureen, stop looking for trouble.
I guess I'm just jittery about everything in general, Herbert. I can't see much trouble.
Once the operation's over, you'll settle down. Oh, Erin doesn't know it's to be tonight, eh?
No.
I think that's the way I'd like it. I think that just to have it thrust upon me would be ideal. I'll stop by to see you and Anthony during the waiting.
He doubts that.
And for heaven's sake, Maureen, get rid of any other troublesome ideas like worrying about Allison Shaw.
I will. Bye. Take care of yourself.
Why take care of myself?
I don't know. I always feel like you say that when at a time like this. Erin and Anthony being in trouble, I feel so grateful for you and me being all right.
I better kiss you for that. I'll be back at the hospital about 4 or 5.
Erin's the one operating room at 4.
All right, Marie. Now, don't get too rattled. Things will be all right. But the vague tension that is rising in the minds of all of Erin's friends persists, and Mariah Hawkins, who is minding Erin's tea room, has finished serving Anthony his lunch, as she now says.
Well, Anthony, you can go back and tell Erin that I'm serving as good meals as she did, I guess, can't you?
I certainly can, Mariah.
Not that right now she cares one way or the other.
Oh, but she does.
When's the operation going to be?
4 o'clock.
Well, I'll certainly be praying for that woman doctor and Erin. I know she's smart and maybe doesn't think she needs anybody's prayers. But at the same time...
Allison Shaw would value your prayers, Mariah.
Oh, Erin just hasn't been out of my prayers ever since this happened, Anthony. Now today, I just seem to be going through the whole day talking with the Lord about it.
Well, it helps. Certainly, it may be responsible for Ellen's wonderful sense of tranquility. She's as calm as anyone I've ever seen facing an ordeal like this.
Well, I declare, I was in the room when she talked to the children over the telephone. And she just made it sound to those youngsters as if it wasn't anything.
I know. Ellen's always done that.
Well, all I can say is the good Lord knows what he's doing. He's going to give her back to us well and healthy. Everybody needs her.
Mariah, I'll get in touch with you the moment I know.
I'll be waiting, Anthony. She doesn't know that she's going to be operated on this afternoon, does she?
No.
Well, they're going to tell her.
Oh, yes. She'll be given a sedative in a little while.
Are you going to help, Anthony?
No. I'm going to see her for a few minutes. I'm going to be with her while she lets the sedative take over, and then I wait.
Oh,
no. Well, my turn after all, Mariah. How many times have I been upstairs and people have waited for me to come down and say yes or no?
Oh, I know, Anthony.
Maureen Temple's going to be with me. And then as soon as we hear, I'll telephone you, Mariah.
But you get on, my love, when you get back now, won't you, Anthony?
Of course.
And tell her I'm praying for her all the time, just all the time, Anthony.
I'll tell her, Mariah, and she'll be very grateful indeed. I'm sure of it.
And I'll be praying for you, too, Anthony. My man, I just know you need it, too. Poor boy. Well, it'll be all right if he leaves everything in God's hands. Goodbye, Anthony. Give Ellen my love.
And at Health Center Hospital, just before Anthony comes to see Ellen, Dr. Allison Shaw enters her room to find Ellen turning the pages of a book on her bed table.
Hello, Ellen. Happy New Year.
I am, Allison. Have you wondered where I was all day?
No. I knew you'd be by sooner or later.
Well, it's later, but there were things to do.
Did you enjoy last night?
Last night? Oh, at the temple.
Yes, very much.
You're nice. Anthony said he thought she got along well with them. Maureen and Hibbert are my very good friends. I'm so fond of them.
Yes. What do you mean?
The songs. I love them.
I do, too.
Which one in particular? My favorite, I think, at least when I'm a little scared, or a lot scared, it helps to see me through.
Maybe the song I use, is it the Manifest?
Yes, it is. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust.
You know it by heart. I do too, I think.
Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. You know, I love that bit. I'm probably a little childish, but that gives me so much security. He shall cover thee with His feathers. I like the next part. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. That's because you're a fighter, Allison, against illness, disease, and suffering. You need a shield and buckler.
Perhaps that's it.
Oh, I think it is. Allison, you've come here to tell me something, haven't you?
Yes.
A little while ago, I was given an injection.
Yes.
So, the operation is today.
You're rushing me, not holding off until tomorrow.
You're too smart.
Oh, I'm no good aid. The man I love is chief here. I've picked up a lot of information.
We weren't trying to keep anything from you, Ellen. This is better for someone of your temperament. Why keep you waiting and wondering?
When am I to go upstairs to the operating room?
You'll be asleep when you do go.
About 4. Does Anthony know?
You think I dare not tell him?
No, I guess...
Oh, that's Anthony now, I'm sure. Come in.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Were you in a conspiracy, Anthony? Allison says I'm going upstairs in a little while.
Wouldn't you prefer it this way, Ellen?
What?
I just came to give you a kiss, Ellen.
I hope you came to sit with her till she goes upstairs. I have to get ready for our date. Goodbye, Ellen. And... Let Anthony read you to sleep for the rest of the night of his son.
What does she mean, dear?
I was reading it when she came in. It's a favorite of hers, too. She's wonderful, Anthony. Even in that, she's sympathetic and knowing.
Would you like me to read it to you, darling?
Please. That would be much better than talking.
I know.
Begin, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
There shall be no evil before thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. Are you drowsy, darling?
Come on, Anthony. So wonderful.
They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder.
With Anthony's gentle voice in her ears, Ellen drifts into forgetfulness. What will be the outcome of the next few hours for young Widow Brown?